Driving back Dapplebot.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Okay, we did the list. I don't care who else did it, 346. What I do care about is because you average text 19 times per show. You don't write the critique for USA Today. So either roll with us or don't, but I don't need it. Also, we did the list as part of a bit. It was fun. A lot of people had fun, especially the Twitchers. Text lines going, so-and-so's a little too fake for me. She's a turnoff.
Okay. I'm the one?
No, it's your opinion. But keep it that way, because now I got to read a text that no one else cares about. We've talked about this just like the hub categories. What might be right for the goose might not be right for you. So just roll with it. It's cool. It's easy.
Agreed. Have fun. It's Friday.
Seriously.
You can get some alcohol in the studio.
Joel is the straight man on the press box. Okay.
And what does that mean? What is he saying about me?
I don't know.
Hold on, playa. What are you trying to say there, sir?
You're the funny guy. Weren't you a comedian?
Oh, no. I thought he was saying.
Oh, that was the other guy. Someone did bring up a question, Genie Bus Sciarra.
Okay.
Since we had the Lakers list, and I hate doing this, but I will because it was brought to our attention to do it,
sure.
And especially with Mr. Tomjanovich going in the Hall of Fame this weekend. If Akeem and Rudy T were on Genie Bus's Rockets top five, who would be the other three?
If Rudy T and who?
And Akeem.
We're on.
Now, I'm not sure Rudy makes your all-time top five Rockets.
I don't think so either.
Just like with Phil Jackson. And I appreciate if you go, I guess it's combo platter, player and coach. But if I'm picking my Genie Bus, I don't want the Genie Bus. If I'm picking the most accurate top five in Rockets history, I don't know that Rudy's on there. I know that Murph is on there.
Ralph Sampson?
No, not necessarily. I think it's Akeem. I think it's Murph. I think it's James Harden, like it or not.
Yeah.
I think it's Moses. And then it's up for discussion. See, Elvin played it so many different. He didn't play just in Houston or enough in Houston, I don't think. Clyde is out of the equation because he's a Blazer in my mind.
Yep.
It comes down to then either Yao or Rudy T for body of work or. See, and I don't put Tracy McGrady in there either.
Rudy, you can't. I think what becomes an issue is Rudy T and Yao. Both of their careers were cut short.
Good point.
You know what I mean? That's why it's a very, very difficult situation. Rudy T with the punch to the face. Yao Ming with the foot being reconstructed, I don't know, like 97 times. You were obviously more a part of that than I was. But yeah, I mean, I can understand Yao only because he still was a revolutionary player. Rudy T wasn't. No one's ever seen a player at 7'5" tall who could shoot three-pointers like that and grab rebounds. And for a while, it didn't look like he was going to pan out because he would always just wink at him and he'd fall on the floor, and people got really frustrated about that. But when he got his legs under him and he really started to know where he was on the floor and improved his shooting and did well in the paint and dealt with bigger guys like Shaq and other centers, it was different,
Nick,
man.
His shooting ability alone and his agility for a guy his size, he would have ended up in the Hall of Fame just player alone. Not because he transformed the game internationally and what he did for China and all these other things. Just as a player alone, if he stays healthy for the rest of his career, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Agreed. I mean, the trajectory he was on was crazy. It was just the injuries and everything else.
Now, Rudy got punched in the face, and he was a really good player before he did. But I can't say unequivocally he's going to be a Hall of Famer, let alone a first ballot Hall of Famer, as just a player. When you factor in his coaching and all that he did, not just for Houston with the two championships, he won a gold medal with a bunch of quote-unquote scrub guys while the league was in the midst of a lockout and NBA players couldn't play.
Right.
He did a lot of really, really good things from a coaching perspective, too, to where that helps his cause. But to me, if you're going to do a top five, it's just as players, and therefore I would lean Yao.
Yeah. I would lean Yao too, just because of what he's been able to do. I mean, Rudy, don't get it twisted. The stats are there. But that punch really I mean, no question. If he didn't get punched, we might be having a completely different discussion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We would have a
retired jerseys, it's Moses, Calvin, Akeem, Clyde.
Are they going to retire Harden's number?
Eventually, they will. They just have to statistically.
Yeah.
Carol Dawson has a banner.
I've seen it. I think he deserves one.
Rudy, Calvin, Clyde, Hakeem, Moses are the five I know for sure. And did Yao eventually get his yet?
Let me look.
They've talked about it. Yao, but also Elvin Hayes wore 11 as well, because that's always been a point of contention too.
But, yeah, Yao, Drexler, Moses Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, Rudy Tomjanovich, and then CD Carol Dawson.
Yeah, so Yao was the one that I wasn't there for. I should have been just to support him, but that was
eight
after
seasons,
I was gone.
Averaged 19 points per game, 9.2 rebounds per game, 1.9 blocks per game, and 486 games, 8-time All-Star. I mean, the guy was on the way to be an all-time great. Unfortunate situation. Can't remember the age that this all went down. Was he in his 30s or was he still in his 20s when this all went down? Like when he had to retire, that is.
So that was the year that they...
Let me look this up.
This was when he was with T-Mac, and they were in the playoffs against the Lakers, and might have beat... That seven-game series against Kobe's Lakers might have gone the Rockets' way if Yao doesn't get hurt in that game they were winning.
So 2011 was his last year. He's 40 now. That's what, 10 years ago? So basically 30 or 29.
He was right around the cusp of 29, 30. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know he hit the big 4-0, by the way.
I didn't either. Nick, this goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour of the program as it related to football and baseball as well as basketball. And someone said load management is a legitimate strategy for long-term success. That's why the Rockets are tanking this season. It's a business decision. I understand winning now is good, but tell Tillman about it. I don't think you really have a firm grasp, 512, because the thing is they told everybody they were trying to win championships, even this year. If they don't trade James Harden, it's a different story. And also, it's a different story from sport to sport. As Nick pointed out, football's once a week. Baseball, it is what it is. It's 162 games, but pitchers only pitch every 5 days. And there's ways to get in. If you're up big, you can rest a guy. But
back in the day, I'm not saying NFL players right now, but back in the day, if you're 21, 22, 23 years old and you're a running back, a player on the football field that takes a lot of physical damage.
Right.
Early on in your career, you're like, I love those short weeks. I don't care. I can play on Monday night football and then turn around and play on Thursday night football or something like that, right? But then a lot of those same players, when they approach 28, 29, 30. And 30, they appreciated the extra time off because they needed the rest. But at the same time, I don't think there's a bunch of youngins right now in the NFL saying, yeah, I want to play. I think they're way more educated about preserving their body as opposed to the older crowd. They really put their body on the line more than I feel like. They're way more educated. They're always – look how many plant-based diets that these athletes are out. They're massive because they're all educating themselves about their bodies.
That we haven't wussified the professional athlete because the schedules are the same, and yet there's less back-to-backs. And yet when you look at the Celtics and Lakers teams, they traveled commercial and had more back-to-backs, played the same amount of games, and never sat out once unless they had a legitimate injury. So the fact that you're going to tell me that LeBron should sit out for a month and a half, but then you should legitimize an argument that says, well, they don't deserve to play in the play-in tournament. You're damn right they do, because they elected to make the stupid decision to overrest him.
Yeah, I agreed.
And if you're not hurt like Russell Westbrook last year with the Rockets, I get it, you've had surgeries in the past. But if you're not hurt and you're playing at a certain level and you're valuable to your team and your team has a back-to-back, you got a back-to-back too.
Yeah.
I will never hear your argument on load management. Don't tell me that's how it translates to Tillman and Winley, because that's completely false.
I will say this, though. If I am a player playing in this day and age, I wouldn't want to get rammed like the way the Detroit Pistons did the Bulls back in the day with Jordan when they lost the first time against Isaiah Thomas and company. I don't know if I want to get nailed every time I get, you know, I penetrate to the basket. And I guess from a viewer perspective, that's way better. I think some people would appreciate a player that's really good, that's on an opposing team, that takes it to the basket for a layup and then absolutely gets leveled. I just don't know if that's something. I guess it's easy to call them, you know, a bunch of wusses and they're wussifying the sport, but do you really want to get nailed and leveled when you're penetrating to the basket? Like, you're literally upright, and then by the time you're on the floor, you're just leveled. Like, does anybody really want to play basketball like that?
The point that it's a very valid point we've talked about just when we start making comparisons on the greatest of all time. The game was played a different way back in that era, in which the physicality was at a totally all-time high level.
You're like going from here to here. Like, you're literally getting
leveled.
You
can't touch anybody now. And that's why it's a shooter's league, because shooters get their shots off freely and easily without taking a shot to the chops or taking a body check or getting through the lane without being shoulder shimmied. And so, therefore, on top of commercial flights and more back-to-backs and more grueling style of play, load management to me is a complete and utter joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Greeny, my boy, went off on this too, but the fact that LeBron felt that it was more important to be present because it was the banner ceremony than it was to play in a game that night against the Rockets, it kind of just defines the wussification I'm talking about.
Yeah, no question. No question. I'll tell you one place where there will be no wussification. That's at Toyota Center tomorrow, UFC 262. And you can be there at Toyota Center if you choose to buy the tickets. And you can also get on the action at mybookie.ag. There's only one place to get in on the action, and that's mybookie.ag. I've been telling you this for weeks now about how you can get on the action. Right now, there's not a lot of value, obviously, but Michael Chandler is plus 105 against Charles Oliveira. Charles Oliveira, obviously, a guy fighting out of Houston, and so there's probably going to be a massive fan base. He has a lot of pressure on him on an unbelievable win streak, and you can get on the action right now. That's the play I'm going to take. I like Chandler. Obviously, not a lot of value there. You probably won't get a lot of money in return, but I do think Michael Chandler can win, and you can do this at mybookie.ag. mybookie.ag. And if you use the promo code BET975, that's the promo code BET975, you get your first deposit matched up to $1,000. That's right. Your first deposit matched up to $1,000. And look, you can still bet on the NBA. You can still bet on baseball. Obviously, there's no football, but I'm just an MMA guy. But go to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. Use the promo code BET975. Use the promo code BET975. Get your first deposit matched up to $1,000 at mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, three-hour program. We love to call it The Press Box with Nick and myself, and of course, all of you, the boxers that make this special and help us to do what we do on a daily basis.
What's wrong with the bathroom on the fourth floor? Like, the utility room or whatever that door is in one of those, there's like a stall, and in that stall, there's a room. I know that sounds weird, but
it's
like,
very weird.
I don't know how to explain it, but the door's open. It's making this really not loud noise. That's why I got to go on the third floor all the damn time, because the fourth floor is just obnoxious.
So this is what I don't... This is the only time I can imagine in all of my work history ever working in a place where, as Nick described, and it's far worse.
It's weird.
When you walk in, there's a urinal. There's sinks. Then there's one urinal, and then there's two stalls. A regular stall, and then at the very end, there's a handicap stall. What you don't know until the stall door of the handicap stall opens up is, also within the handicap stall, is the door to the utility room, in which there can be utility workers on ladders up in the ceiling while you are using either urinal or stall.
Oh, that's why I never use that damn stall.
It's the most uncomfortable. And so, to what Nick's saying, that's just problem one. If the door is open and there's like massive amounts of noise coming out of that room, it's one thing. It's another thing if you've got two of the Three Stooges on a ladder and holding it while you're holding it. I don't feel comfortable in that situation.
Agreed. I like my privacy. That's why I appreciate the places these days that have, you know, instead of the walls on either side of you just stopping like about 6 or 7 inches or 8 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
I like when the walls go all the way down to the ground.
So you like the fermenting smell all around you.
Yeah, because I don't need you seeing what kind of shoes. Like, what if I'm
we know who's leaving the loudy poop in the
exactly.
In stall
number
one.
What if I'm on the can and I couldn't do it quietly?
We know who had a little Mexican food last night and didn't flush.
Yeah, and then I'm wearing the J's, and they're like, okay, the guy with the J's, the red J's, was the guy that was making all that noise in the bathroom. So I like the walls to go all the way down. I like my privacy. And if it stinks, guess what? I'm okay with it.
Can I see your J's?
I don't have J's.
Oh.
On.
So funny you mentioned this, Nick, because there's also that part of the population that feels uncomfortable pooping anywhere but in their own bathroom.
Oh, yeah. 100. I mean, I already got to build a bird's nest just to sit down. I'm not
you
touching.
And AJ and Barry. There's I don't no understand what? That.
You're going straight bare on that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're disgusting,
no.
Bro. Oh, you got the Rona of the thigh.
Stop
the back
it.
Thigh.
Who had the antibodies and never had a symptom? Me or you? Okay, that's what I thought.
I didn't have a symptom. Listen, you got to take that toilet paper, bro. And you got to take that provided toilet sheet that they give you, and you got to put layers on that thing, bro. You can't just sit on that thing bare. That's disgusting.
Now, there's also the part of the population that believes in order to poop, you must be completely naked.
Well, the shirtless thing I can understand. The completely naked.
Why
thing.
Do you understand shirtless?
Because if you are trying to wipe, you could accidentally.
Is your shirt tail that long?
I mean, some people have baggy shirts.
Is your ass that short? How does that connection work?
What's a short or tall ass? I'm not. I don't.
I just if you don't have that much ass and it's higher up and all, that's gonna because I don't know how your shirt tail gets in the way unless you absolutely just take the end of it and drag it down.
I'm not saying I've.
That's I know you're not.
But people go shirtless. They'll take off their shirt. The whole part.
I have friends that I know that won't poop unless they're completely naked.
But then you have to take off your shoes and now your feet are stepping on the pee filled floors.
Good point.
That's not. I'm not
again,
doing that.
Why, just another reason why I would be totally against it. But the other thing is, not that accidents happen, but nature calls, as my mom used to say, which means at some point in your life, more than once, I would dare guess, you're going to either be driving or at the mall or somewhere, and the urge is going to come upon you, and you are so far from home that you've got a decision to make, and you're going to have to suck it up.
Well, that's why you don't place your ass cheeks on directly on the toilet seat. You keep about an inch or two. When it's that much of an emergency, and there's no TP or whatever the case may be, you never squat all the way.
I've never understood someone that believes that the only place that they can poop is at their own house.
I can't believe you go bare ass on the toilets yeah. over here, dude. That's disgusting.
I'm tougher than you. I'm Rambo, buddy.
You do have the antibodies, you say.
That too.
I got the vaccine, the second dose yesterday. I don't feel sick. I just feel a little tired,
that's,
a little weak.
I don't
feel sick at all.
One.
I don't got the sniffles. I don't got a headache. I just feel a little tired.
Like I said, get 3 days out before you think. Actually, get a full 4 days out before you feel like you're in the clear.
You might need to get a vaccine for like a TP-less toilet vaccine for you.
Well,
sitting on them damn toilets bare ass like that. That's disgusting.
Slate.com did a study with their medical examiner, and they have found out that pooping at the office is the biggest fear of employees stopping working at home and going back to work. No one likes to go to the bathroom in a public restroom, especially those that work in an office setting. And it's
That's
ironic
true.
That you said
that,
Nick, because one of the things they said is, if it has stall doors or walls that only reach knee level, or it's silent, it's so silent that every noise is heard and echoes, or there's no ventilation, or, as we also know here at the war zone that is our bathroom, if the floors, both around the urinal and especially worse, even if around the toilets, are completely spackled with leftovers,
yeah.
No one wants to go into that environment.
No. I remember working for my dad. We all had to use one restroom. I can see how that could be a problem. But if, like in our case, it's open to the fourth floor. So even if you are responsible for something that nobody wants to see or smell or whatever, you can kind of blame it on the next guy or the rest of the floor. But in some small businesses, everybody's using that one toilet or that
right.
one bathroom, one, you know. assuming there's one for males, one for females, unless it's unisex. Who knows?
But the worst is, too, if, and we've been in this situation before, where we're doing a remote at, like, the wheel and tire store, and the bathroom's right by the checkout desk, and it's a single, and the door isn't exactly thick, and all of a sudden you know you're loud. That's a problem, because now you're embarrassed as hell to open that door because everybody's going, ooh, you're the dude.
Yeah, see, that's why the walls that go all the way down to the floor is advantageous, because what? Even if they did hear you, just never leave the stall until they leave.
You got that much time to kill?
If you have the time. If you don't have the time, that's understandable. But that's what you do. Like, let's say you're like, you know, you attempt, an unexpected noise comes out.
Sure.
You can hear the sink. You can hear him washing his hands. You can hear him opening the door and leaving.
The sink water running in a situation like that, so that it attempts to minimize the audio from the bowel movement.
Oh yeah. I've done that too.
Yeah,
but it doesn't always work.
They said office life as a whole is not conducive to good gastrointestinal health. Stressful commutes, less physical activity, copious office junk food and vending machines, and uncomfortable bathroom situations can translate to an imbalanced digestive system and add co-founding factors like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, pregnancy, gluten intolerance, and other conditions that cause GI upset. You have a recipe for lower body misery in the office, and thus is another contributing factor to why people do not want to return to the office.
It kind of makes sense, like, to the sense that, like, let's say you're in the bathroom. You're clearly uncomfortable because it's not your bathroom. It's a public setting or a work setting. So you want to get it done quicker. So, like, you're straining and you're forcing it. And apparently that's incredibly unhealthy for you. Like, it's not healthy for the anus, if you know what I mean.
The anus. I like it. Well, the other thing that is, so, and you're talking about what's with etiquette, and you're talking about building the nest. The other thing on the flip side that I feel like is completely against bathroom etiquette is guy on cell phone install.
Yeah. We have somebody here. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. I'm not going to mention his name, but he will full out have a full conversation sitting on the can.
There's a couple issues with that. One,
several.
Don't talk to someone else in the bathroom, not in the stall, while you're in a stall.
100%.
Like, if you're at the stall and
we're not having a conversation.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Even if you recognize my shoes, don't talk to me.
I'm not saying, hey, Joel, how'd the show go?
Exactly.
No, I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Secondly, if you're on the phone, and I told you this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever had happen in my life. I went to use the urinal. Someone was in stall number one. Someone in stall number one gets on their cell phone, and I don't know what's going on. Until I hear, like, the buckle moving, I don't realize someone's in the bathroom. Then the next thing I hear is, hey, how you doing? Are you talking to me? Because I'm not answering, and I'm really kind of creeped out by the fact that you're talking to me. No, you know, I'm good. I'm in the car wash, but I thought I'd give you a call. You lying sack. You're telling someone on the phone that you're in the car wash, and you're in stall number one.
Yeah, it's one side of the spectrum or the other. Either you're completely shameless about it, or you really are embarrassed about it.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't recognize the voice, and I despised the level of lying that was going on. So before I was done, I just started going,
Nick, you're on the press box. You have a bathroom solution. Nick, welcome to the press box.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just going to call and tell you guys that there's an app out there, because I'm a salesman. I'm in my car all the time downtown. And there's nothing worse than when you got to go to the restroom when you're on the road. Well, there's an app out there by Charmin, the people that make toilet paper. It's called Sit or Squat. And what you do is you go on there, and it'll pull up like a GPS location of where you're at. And there'll be little green toilet papers in places that have really clean toilets. And then if you just have to pee, there's places with little red toilet papers. And, man, if you're ever going on the road, definitely download that app, because you never know where you're going to find when you open a restroom.
Now, that's a good call. I'm actually going to download that app.
That's an app worth having.
Legit. Like, that's, yeah. Like, I would actually use that app.
That's the Waze of bathrooms. I'm sure all the Buc-ee's are on there.
Yes.
Right?
Because there's a lot more Buc-ee's, too. There's one actually not too far from our house. It's pretty clean. It's in Richmond. But, yeah. Or Sugarland. I don't know. 59 and 99 area. But that's an amazing app, Nick. We appreciate that. I would have never
known.
Good
tip from Nick to Nick.
Yeah.
And others. So, that I mean, I appreciate that. I will never appreciate someone that talks to me in the restroom.
Yeah, that's a no bueno. The worst thing you can do is like you're lying about being on the can, and then you stand up, and then the sensor recognizes that you stand up. You've lied to the person that you're not in the toilet. Then the toilet flushes, and the person on the phone hears it. That's got to be embarrassing.
Oh, they're vacuuming right now. That's what that was.
Oh, is that
what it was? The vacuum in the back of the SUV. That's not. That wasn't a toilet. No, that was the vacuum. Sure it was. All right, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show comes up next. It's Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, second half of the show. It's Press Box, ESPN. Boy, we've covered the gamut already, and we've got lots more stuff.
The closest one on this, we were talking about that app, about the sit or squat app.
Yeah.
Where it points out places where you could go sit or squat,
right,
depending on what you need to do.
Right.
The closest one is like a Texaco.
To the station?
Yeah.
The one on the corner over there on Richmond? Where it's a combo platter, gas station, and Greek food?
No, it's off of West Loop. Technically, it's Bel Air, Texas. That's not that close.
Oh, that's also almost one of the only on-ramps on 610 from here to Bel Air.
And then there's one in Uptown, and then there's a green.
Seriously, who's going all the way to Uptown to use the restroom?
Look, if you've got the time.
This is what I don't understand. For those of you hung up on only going to the restroom at the house, how is that possible if you're on the north side and you live in Midtown? How you can? You must have the most incredible. Talk about new brakes. You must have the most incredible brakes in the world to be able to pad the brakes long enough to hold that bad boy till you get home. Otherwise, you must be wearing a diaper. There's no way you could pull that off.
I tend to agree. I mean,
when you get Fred's age, there's no way you're pulling that off.
Yeah, there's no way.
No,
I am gonna try it though because I think it'll help. Actually, even if you're in a city where you're familiar with, like we're familiar with Houston, you still may not know where the cleanest restroom is. There's too many around.
Now, OG brings up I'm not going to lie, it is a brilliant idea. For those people that have hang-ups with the bathroom, have an Airbnb for bathroom breaks.
That's interesting.
That's fantastic.
I wonder if anybody would pay for that service.
Crystal's a damn liar, too.
About what?
Crystal says she poops once a week. What do you eat, bird food? Get out of here.
Unless you're doing...
Come on, Crystal.
Unless you're, like, juicing. What is it, squeezed?
Well, if you're juicing, I don't know if you can call that poop.
That's cool.
Isn't it just a pee from behind?
I would imagine.
Because you're not exactly consuming solid foods.
I feel like I'm on squeezed right now.
I don't really think I need to know that. Yeah, no. Hey, by the way, Nick, we were talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Right? And we were talking about all the different news that started. We actually pointed out how quiet it had been. And then
all of a sudden,
the Tony Busby was out yesterday. And then the NFL was responding as he questioned the way that Lisa Friel was doing her investigation. And that was out there. Did you also happen to catch, because it seems like the non-sportsy sports theme of the year, massage therapist, did you happen to catch what happened at Ohio State?
Yeah, Charlie brought it up to me last show, then I looked it up, and apparently this therapist has been in business for a while, Joel.
So she's certified. She actually is a massage therapist.
Yes.
But this is, she's 41.
Mm-hmm.
This brings new meaning to the word Buckeye, by the way. She was dealing with the Ohio State football team. Now, this is where it gets kind of quirky, to say the least. She wasn't charging the players for the massage, which I would think the university would be supplying the massage therapist because it's part of being a part of the program. It's part of the process.
You would think.
But then, as part of the free massage, she would then lead it into sexual behavior and then would hit up the athlete for payment for that before they left. These are college kids. These aren't like business people in the Galleria.
Doesn't matter. The college kids have money. There's a market for it. She wanted to get that money.
Is that a little, hey, Caddyshack? How about a little something for the effort?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting paid by the player for the massage.
Yeah.
But you want to be paid for the happy ending.
Yeah. She's trying to make that money. And apparently she's been doing this for years at Ohio State.
Well, evidently now she's barred from the campus.
Or shocker.
Having any interaction with Ohio State athletic members after an independent investigation found she had engaged in inappropriate and exploitive behavior targeting members of the football team. I'm sure it was tough to target them, and I'm sure you really had to twist their arm to get involved.
Yeah, like it took much convincing to get these kids to go ahead and do that. They're on campus. They're away from their parents. They're scholarship athletes in most cases, and even if they aren't, you don't think they're looking for some fun?
You're pulling my leg. It was tough to get them to participate. Twist my arm. Come on. Seriously. The university released statements and a full report on the investigation, concluding that the massage therapist had no affiliation with the university or the athletic department, and the school does not believe any NCAA rules were violated, though several groins were. I mean, you're more worried about the NCAA violations than the fact that some chick you're bringing in to give massages is actually trying to make a side hustle off of.
And what's crazy is that they didn't put her name in the story. The story that I read, I couldn't find her name. They didn't reveal it. So I guess they're keeping the confidentiality.
Well, she's not, because she's out there promoting. She has clients in the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, NCAA football. I mean, ask Deshaun. Once you got a good thing going, why are you leaving?
Now, if you're an attorney for Deshaun Watson, are you working against Deshaun Watson? So if you're Busby, are you inquiring with that massage therapist and saying, hey, have you had any activities or interaction with Deshaun Watson? Do you think he's doing that?
I mean, I don't think any stone.
I mean, it was Ohio State.
I don't think anything's off limits and no stone is unturned with Tony Busby. I wouldn't put it past him. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, how would Les Miles feel about this? She's 41. I would be curious what she looked like. Because if you go back to the whole LSU Les Miles thing and he only could have the blonde hair, blue-eyed cuties on the visits and all the whatever. They're not escorts. What were they? Tour guides?
Correct.
Whatever you called them. You would think that the Buckeye faithful, when lining this up, would have gone away from the 41-year-old. But also, is it wrong of me to think at 41, she may be benefiting from this too?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, she probably likes the attention as well. She might be. She may not. This may be purely a business for her, and she's just trying to get this for money. It could be that.
Hey, but, super muscular, oiled-up college football player.
Yeah, you're 41, and you're getting this really, you know, this young stud, essentially. So it's kind of a win-win for her. Not only does she get some, but She got paid
and got some.
Yeah.
It's like your cake and, you know.
I can't find the name anywhere. I looked and looked and looked, but she targeted football
evidently,
players.
Evidently, there's not a court document. We can't get the actual name off because there's no charges filed.
Whose name was redacted in the 15-page report but was identified by Cleveland.com as Robin Bassani.
Now, here's my question too, Nick. She's not charging the players for the massage. But was she getting compensated by the university for the massage?
Well, then Ohio State's screwed. If they're that stupid, they'd be at risk.
Because, like, you can't be an athletic department at a university and exchanging goods and services for no payment and expecting that this is just going to completely fly under the radar. Like, this is the exact kind of stuff the NCAA is looking at, like improper benefits for athletes. Like, are you lining up and going, hey, who in the Columbus, Ohio area is a licensed massage therapist and would just like to rub on our players for free?
Well, here's a quote from Robin. Quote, I'm saying the report that I targeted these men for my own sexual gratification couldn't be further from the truth. But it doesn't say she wasn't targeting these men for money.
And it also doesn't say that she denied having any sexual contact with these young men, right?
I work with professional athletes. I worked not with the university itself, but individual players. I never, ever once approached any of these individuals about sex. Did I have a sexual relationship with two of them? Yes, I never approached them for sex ever.
But then how does...
If we entered a sexual relationship, which I had with two of them, it was always initiated by them. I would never initiate due to the fact that I was working with them in a professional setting. Once we crossed that line, we never worked in a professional setting again.
So she's implying that the players individually sought out her services, not the university.
Correct. Okay.
We've both been to college. We both know what our budgets were like.
Yeah.
I don't think that any of us would be thinking, I'm interested in finding a massage. Now, and on the flip, I take it a step further. I don't think any of us would be very forthcoming and trustworthy of said free massage therapist.
Yeah. I'd be super iffy about that.
I would be too. You want to come to my dorm? I don't know. You want to meet me somewhere else? Maybe. Do I want to see you first? Absolutely. And just because I agree to have you massage me, I'm not quite sure I'm showing you the goods.
This is a crazy story. And apparently this has been going on for years, too, which is crazy to me.
2018 through 2021.
Oh, so
and you weren't
years.
Charging anything? Get out of here. Not buying it for a half a second.
Interesting.
Well, we'll continue to roll. Hour number two of the program is almost over, but that's why it's a three-hour extravaganza. Lots more to get to. This barbecue list is disturbing. I want AJ to talk about it during the Blitz, too, because it is an absolute travesty when you start talking about any publication of any kind that's looking for any kind of credibility that has a best and worst list of cities in the United States for barbecue, and no Texas city made the best list. I'll just give you that hint. That is not acceptable. All right, back with more. It's the Press Box ESPN. Saturday night, are we in the spot?
Don't believe me, just watch. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
After 45 years...
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back. So Michael Lozano tweeted us at some point when we were discussing the bathroom apps and all of that. And said, I'm an Uber Eats delivery driver, and sometimes it's hard to find a decent restroom. Most of the McDonald's are closed to the customers. And trust me, I'm in my 40s, and I can't hold it too long.
Don't tell me that, Lozano.
First of all, I hope you wash your hands a lot, because that's another issue. Especially when Barry used to have the list of how many people didn't wash their hands up here.
Yeah, we used to publicly destroy the people that did not wash their hands. Barry had I'm not going to mention the other
guy. Raheel.
There's another dude. There's a few dudes.
Come on, Nick. You can just say it once. Just say it.
Thank God that's an inside joke,
yes,
sir.
I know. Here's the other thing, Michael. I responded to you based on your dilemma.
McDonald's
depends, or does it depend on where you are in town? Because I would think a diaper's got to be the option.
No, it's not, dude.
If you're driving around like that,
it is
and
not.
You can't find a restroom. Now, Michael, you also didn't allude to whether you have the hang-up or not about where you do and don't. So if you have any kind of hang-ups and you got this kind of dilemma and struggle, and the struggle's real, I would think you might be looking for plastic underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, you might. He guess he can't hold it in that long. Is that what happens when you're in your 40s? You can't hold it in that long?
I've never
that had happens in your 40s?
No, not to me. I've never had that problem.
What are you eating, Michael Lozano?
Well, maybe Lozano with extra cheese and marinara sauce.
So Kobo's Q is in the building, and he wants to get on this barbecue discussion. Apparently, Texas is not very, or the world, the country, is not impressed.
Where is Mr. I take care of everybody but us? He's not in the building.
He's in the chat. Yeah.
Oh, he's in the chat.
Oh, okay. You want to call him
Lord
out?
Lord knows we're on the air. He wouldn't be here.
He only caters to the bench or the blitz. Did he make a promise to you and didn't come through?
It's an ongoing promise that never ends. And you know what else never ends? His excuses. And here's the other thing. He gets mad if I mention anything on Twitter about anybody else, and I'm always singing his praises. I get mad that I still, to this day, haven't had a quesadilla, which is the first and only thing I've ever asked for. He can make it, but he makes it.
Isn't the birria or the birria or whatever, isn't that similar to a quesa? The old quesadilla?
I'll let you work that out with your good friend, Raul, and you guys work it out when you guys are eating during the blitz or the bench.
I've got the list in front of me, by the way.
We'll wrap up hour number two with this because we got lots of other things to get to. Nick's still going to do his UFC preview, and we've got other things on the agenda. But I saw this list yesterday, and it was already annoying. We didn't get to it because we had a lot going on. We're going to get to it right now. It's a very painful list, and it's disgusting, and everybody should hammer this website. So the website.
I see a tweet. I don't see a website.
So it's all part of the website that is Chef's Pencil is the at Chef's Pencil is the Twitter account.
Okay.
And it's also I believe it's also part of either they have a blog or a website also called Chef's Pencil. According to Chef's Pencil, and I have some of the details. I did some of the extra research, so I found out how they compiled this list, and I'll get to that too. Because it calls out just how big slackers they are to be able to think that they can put their name to this with validity with the way that they research this. Their top 10 best, mind you, I said best cities for barbecue. We'll just go top 7.
Okay.
Top 7, Seattle, Washington in the Pacific Northwest.
Would have never guessed that.
Seafood? Sure. Barbecue? No. Lived up there. Get out of here.
And how about Oklahoma City? Aren't they the ones with the barbecue bologna? Or is it the bacon, pastrami?
No, I think you're right, but bologna too.
Because Barry and Jerome were talking about that.
6, Columbus, Ohio. Negative.
But they have Charlotte and Virginia Beach tied for number 3, which is amazing to me. Charlotte, North Carolina, and Virginia Beach, Virginia are tied at number 3. Texas is not on this list.
New Orleans is number 1. Oklahoma City is number 2. Charlotte is number 3, tied, as Nick said, with Virginia Beach. You are so full of it already, all right? So before I tell you the criteria they used, I'm also going to give you this, because this is even more annoying to those of us from this fine state who appreciate the great barbecue that we have here, starting with our good friends at Kobo's Q. Here's the worst cities for barbecue in the United States. Number 1 says it all. Anchorage, Alaska. It should be. You got that one right? Probably. Okay? But other than that, pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
2, Plano, Texas. Right outside Dallas. 3, Boston. As well it should be.
I've never had Boston barbecue.
Nor should you. Let them stick to chowder.
Well, when I'm looking at this and the thing they said that's interesting findings, and this is what aggravates me the most about this list. San Antonio, Houston, and Memphis have the highest number of low-rated barbecue joints, 3 stars or lower. Get this. Among the nation's largest 75 cities, Orlando, St. Louis, and Honolulu have the most barbecue joints per capita. Chicago, Los Angeles, and Austin are the cities with the highest number of top-rated barbecue joints rated 4.5 or higher. So basically, the only city in Texas that is getting respect for barbecue is Austin.
Right, because Plano's 2, San Antonio's 4, Houston, 7th worst city in America for barbecue. You have absolutely no clue, but this is where we have to get to the criteria,
I'm sorry,
Nick.
I'm allergic to bullshit.
It would be one thing if you said, remember when AJ did the barbecue tour a few years ago when we were at the fight in Dallas, we were knocking some of the barbecue spots off of his list.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you said, myself and my crew of writers started out across the country to sample the best barbecue. And we used local ratings. We used this, you know, that. You know what they did? They used TripAdvisor ratings from people that were traveling.
Ah.
And here's where it gets even worse.
I award you no points.
You would also think that they targeted places that in the title said BBQ barbecue or featured barbecue as their main entrees,
like that's what they do.
Right?
That's their craft.
Any restaurant that featured a minimum of 5 barbecue items on their menu qualify.
You see, that's just hot garbage.
So you're telling me if your McDonald's has 4 more items, including a McRib, you're in.
Man, I feel like we should have never mentioned this website's name.
Oh, no, we do, because no matter what list it is, when you put 3 Texas cities in the top 10 for worst barbecue in the United States, you deserve to be annihilated.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely do.
Just stupid.
El Paso, number 12. Austin, number 18 on this.
Best it really? I only have the top 10 up.
No, this is best cities for barbecue in America. This is in the same article. And they got New Orleans at number 1, but they got El Paso at 12, and they've got Austin at 18. And that's basically the 2 Texas cities in the top 20. This is just crazy. I would have never assumed. I can go ahead, and I've done this quite a bit, and I'll do it again, just because I love to give local people love.
Yes.
My top 5 barbecue spots in Houston.
Yes.
Pinkerton's.
Okay.
Cobos Q. Killen's.
Was Pinkerton's the one we did the remotes from?
No. They brought it over here. I've never been there.
We did remotes from one of them.
What was the other? Pinkerton. Truth Barbecue.
Not in any order, right?
No. Truth Barbecue. What was the one that I wanted to mention that was on Bel Air that I think is Asian inspired?
I don't know.
But I've mentioned it before. Blood Brothers. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Blood Brothers, Cobos Q, Pinkerton's, Truth Barbecue, and Killen's.
There you go.
I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those.
Any of them.
Or any of them. My bad.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I know that the one over in the Heights, we did a couple remotes from, and I want to say I think it was Pinkerton's. Killen's is like the line.
We might have, but I wasn't there. It might have been you or Barry or something. I don't remember going there.
I think a couple times I had to do it with Nate Griffin, and we had former Rocket Mike Harris with us.
Okay.
But I think Brenda lined it up a couple times. And then obviously Cobos Q. And again, if I ever sampled the food more than just a few samples, I would even boast on it more. But that's a different story for a different day. Oh, maybe it was today.
The way you indirectly call him out is fantastic. Yeah.
So as we wrap up this hour of the program too, Nick, I'm not sure we needed this, but let's just say it provokes a lot of thought in finishing with this. No mistake, no coincidence. FedEx Mike tweeted us. He's a FedEx driver.
Yep.
He said, needless to say, based on our discussion we were having on restrooms on the road, hand sanitizer and trash bags are a necessity because a restroom is not always available.
Terrible.
Are you kidding me? You're going to immerse yourself in a hefty bag to poop. And that's okay? I thought the idiots, was it in Chicago? The idiots that were using hefty bags to fill up with gasoline because of the gas shortage were idiots? The fact that you're out there driving and taking craps in... can't find a bathroom, but let me crap in a bag and stop and find the appropriate receptacle to drop that bad boy off in. Gee. All right. 2 in the books, 1 to go. Final hour show comes up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box on a Friday. ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.